This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, all right, all right.
Hey, hey.
What is going on, America? And welcome to Dear America. I'm going to pop open a good can.
Can you bring me one?
Not of Bud Light, of Black Rifle Coffee. It has been a long weekend, and thank our guys at Black Rifle across the board. God bless you. Zach.
Yes.
How are you liking the new studio?
Dude, I really like it.
I like your command center.
It's pretty cool. Do you like the red light?
I do.
We were very happy about the
red light. You've got a Joe Biden thing going on right now.
Oh, gosh. Now I have to change it.
Just, if we could freeze frame Zach and put a picture of Joe Biden right
just
next
like
to
morphs
him,
into Joe
that
Biden.
Would be the greatest thing to ever happen in the history of America. Okay. All right. It has been a long couple days. There is a lot to talk about. The world's insane, everybody. I don't really know what else to say at this point. Sometimes.
Wait, really?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, but pills. But as we move forward, we have a lot of things to talk about. The U.S. debt ceiling. It is a big thing that's been going on in Congress here lately. Everybody's talking about, oh, is America going to default? Blah, 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 blah. Republicans are supposedly supposed to hold out and give the American people the infrastructure, everything. But then they folded. McCarthy and all of them want to tell you that this is a good thing. The establishment want to tell you it's a good thing, but it's not. It's a sham. Right here in the state of Texas, we have D.C. in Texas, in the Texas House, in the Texas State House, with the impeachment of Ken Paxton. We got to talk about what is really going on, why all these companies are doing things that supposedly is going to kill them dead in the water because there's evil. We have a lot of things to talk about. But before we do that, we figured that we would show you the world we live in today. Let's go to, as Zach has happily titled it.
Mm-hmm.
Say it, Zach.
Oh, Gay Cinderella.
Play the clip.
So my name is Nick. I'm
going to pay God Melissa
Prentice.
Look at that poor little girl.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's loop that in the background. Okay, first thing right off the bat is I just want to mustache you a few questions.
And I thought my jokes were bad. I did a movie quote.
Okay, first of all, this is the problem with Disney. Okay, as you see, we have a man dressed up as a princess at a dress princess store, and there's little girls there. Again, people that tell me, can we just, if it's possible, pause a picture of that guy when we get a chance here. People tell me, oh, perfect. Man, the tower is so good. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you. What a great one.
Okay, so here's my thing.
Good job,
all right,
Jess.
Zach, if you look at this guy.
All right.
Okay, they want to tell you that this isn't about sexuality. Right. Mm-hmm. They want to tell you that this is not sexual in nature. But here's my argument and here's my question. When you look at this picture, do you see someone that dresses this way because this is just what makes them feel the best? Or is this a sexual reason why they're doing this?
Oh, it's definitely sexual.
Oh, that's all you got? Okay,
oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, that's what you asked.
Zach is a man of few words, I guess. All right.
I mean, I'm just going to call it as it is. It's sexual.
So, again, here's the problem I have. And this is why you need to stop taking your kids to Disney. I talk to people all the time, and everybody tells me, they say, I just can't. I love Disney. I can't stop going to Disney. Well, you have to stop because this is what's going on in Disney. You got a dude with a mustache that's wearing a dress that's working at a store predominantly geared towards little girls to go in there and buy Disney princess dresses. It is an abomination. It is evil. And I don't really understand how anybody can continue to support Disney. I don't get it. We need to boycott Disney. Yes. Graham Allen is 100% on the boycott train because that's how you hurt these people. That's how you really, really, really hurt them. And at the end of the day, when you sit around and you're one of these people that be like, oh, I love Disney so much. It was so good when I was a kid. And blah, blah, blah. Shut up. You are part of the problem. You have to stand strong. This is what we talked about a couple of episodes ago, that the boycotts are not enough. You have to stand strong in today's society. But moving on with the degeneration of society, Dylan Mulvaney is back. After all the backlash, I know. I see everybody's favorite transgender person at this point. Dylan Mulvaney went kind of into hiding after the whole Bud Light thing. He really was talking about, oh, how horrible it is that he's a public figure and everybody's talking bad about him. Join the club, buddy. I've probably had about 100 death threats since we've started this show.
We should read another one live again.
We should. We should start collecting. But either way, Dylan Mulvaney has come out with a very intellectual video because he apparently has learned his lesson on all this stuff. And now... I'm just kidding. Now Dylan Mulvaney wants to become pregnant somehow, some way. Play the clip.
So I recently told my parents that I may be a little bit romantically interested in women. And that was a big shock for them, considering the past 10 years of coming out as gay, then queer, then non-binary, then trans. And I think it was just a bit of a shock. So I tell my dad, and he goes, well, I would love to see you get a woman pregnant. And I said... oh, no, no, no. She would be getting me. So I recently told my parents.
Oh, no, no, no. Good sir. She would be getting me pregnant. So let's go through this list here. It's a math equation. It's a riddle, but let's go through this. First of all, Dylan, whatever hair wax removal thing you're going for, it ain't working. But Dylan Mulvaney is a guy who was gay. Went on The Price is Right. There you go. What a lovely picture. I love it. Look at the sideburns. I mean, look at the mustache. Who are you paying to take this stuff out? I could shave and have less facial hair on my face than Dylan Mulvaney in this shot. Anyway, moving forward. Dylan is a guy who came out as gay. Went on The Price is Right, got a little bit of fan stardom, then decided he wanted to be non-binary. Then he decided he wanted to become famous by starting this whole TikTok thing of 365 days as a woman, right? The whole world bought into it, Bud Light, et cetera. We all know the backlash. We'll get into Bud Light in a minute. So now you've got a man who believes that he's a woman, but he's not, who is now saying that he's interested in women, and then his parents say that they would love for him to get a woman pregnant. In other words, please go back to normal, son. Please, whatever this
please
weird
be
phase
a boy
is,
again.
I can't go out in public, okay? People, I have to hide who my son is to go out in public. You know, my parents say the same thing, but for different reasons. Anyway, but then he goes on at the end, and right when you think he's starting to make sense, they hit you with crazy again, and he goes, oh, no, 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 no. She is going to get me pregnant. So here's the thing. Biology is still a thing. It matters. Okay, if Dylan is a biological male, riddle me this. Okay. Dylan's a biological male who's pretending to be a woman, saying that he's interested now in women, but then that woman is going to get him pregnant. So does that mean he's actually interested in men, another man who's pretending to be a woman? So now they're going to both be women? But neither one of them are biological women, so how does he get pregnant? Or is it this weird Munchausen by proxy syndrome where, explain it to me. What's the riddle of how does a man who thinks he's a woman get pregnant by either a biological woman or by another biological man who thinks he's a woman? Carry the 2 divided by 3, and then you have a child. I don't understand.
That's it right there.
This is mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. This is mental illness, and this is the problem that we have today. What's going on, everybody? Look, I don't know about you. Flashlights, good flashlights, are absolutely vital for me and my family. Not only in my time in the military, but just in general. I don't want these little flashlights that die at the drop of the hat. I want flashlights that literally burn the face of the sun across the room. And I also want flashlights that if somebody's breaking into my house, I can find them really fast and really quick. Also, with everything that's going on with Target and everything like this, it is time that we put our money and vote with our wallet with companies that have Christian values and have American values. And that's why I love my M5 flashlight with PowerTech. I put it in my pocket all the time. I've got another one that it's even bigger, better. It literally is like the sun next to the nightstand, just in case. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. You need to go and you need to support the companies that are standing for the right things. If you have flashlights in your home, we all do. If you are in the law enforcement community or the firefighter community or the military community or your spouse is, et cetera, you need to invest in PowerTech because they're a Christian conservative company, a pro-America, pro-Jesus company that believes in protecting you and believes in shining the light of the sun for whatever reason you may need it to be. So I'm asking you right now to go support PowerTech. All you got to do is go to powertac.com. That's powertac.com and use the discount code Graham. That's G-R-A-H-A-M to get 20% off your purchase. These guys are on public square. These are the right kind of people that you want. But if you go to powertac.com, that's powertac.com, you'll get an additional 20% off with the promo code Graham. So go to powertac.com, promo code Graham today. This person right here is the definition of what mental illness actually looks like in America. And we continue to not call it out for what it is. Zach, I wonder your thoughts here. A lot of people get mad at me because I continue to show Dylan Mulvaney. I continue to show the craziness that goes on in our society. And people have two arguments. One argument is that we're revealing the evil that's going on in our world. The other argument is that we are pushing them to be even further along the way. First of all, in more than three words, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, if we're not calling them out and we were to just say, hey, we're just going to let them do their thing, they're going to keep going because their goal is to have all the kids and everybody in America agree with them.
Yeah.
And especially children, because they want the future generations to constantly agree with them. So if we're not calling it out and bringing attention to it, they're going to keep moving forward no matter what.
Yeah.
So we need to be calling it out because it's not going to stop.
Yeah. So put Dylan back on the screen, the picture there, the horrific demon that we're looking at here, Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, come on, guys.
All right. Anyway. All right. So to everybody who has a problem with us sending these clips in and showing you what's going on, most of you are boomers and or elder millennials, like I like to call myself. I barely made the millennial thing. Here's the thing. This person is on TikTok. You ain't on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Millions and millions and millions of kids are watching Dylan Mulvaney. So if I don't show you what your children are seeing, then you're not going to know what your children are absorbing into their mind and what your children are believing is true in today's society.
He is one of many on TikTok. It's not like he's the only one.
Yeah.
This is one of thousands of people that's going after your kids, who's trying to sexualize your kids and is trying to make your kids into people with mental health issues and so they can be trans one day.
Yeah, the worst part is, as crazy as it is to believe, Dylan Mulvaney is the less satanic looking one out of all of them.
Oh, some of them look.
There are some straight up.
Did you see the one?
Wicked Witch of the, is it the West or the East that's the bad one? The West. I love our crew. Our crew knows the things that I don't know.
Our gym operator's coming in clutch. That's twice.
He's coming in clutch on everything. Dylan Mulvaney is like the dulled down version.
Do you remember that video of the person that had it was like some trans dude with the Bud Light? and then everyone like photo After Effects bowed Joe Biden's face on him. But
even,
that dude looked real creepy.
That's the guy. I don't know. Maybe in post we can find the picture of the dude and put it up here. That's the guy that's always like giving the instructional videos to kids on how to keep their transition secret and how to like, I don't know, hop in his car for candy and not tell his parents or their parents. I mean, that's the dude. There's literally a guy that is on TikTok that is trying to teach your children, and maybe we can put him on the screen right here, literally trying to teach your children how to do things behind your back. That's the evil that you're facing. And if you want to continue to live with your head in the sand, then that's exactly what's going to keep happening. And your children are going to get further and further away from you. But we have to move on from talking about the demons that are in today's society. In fact, fun fact, the only people in the Bible that cared about their pronouns were...
demons.
Demons! Anyway, going back about it, I look straight like Alex Jones in that shot. Psychic vampires! Anyway.
Demon frogs. Okay. The frogs are demons.
Okay, we got to get into AOC. All right, one thing...
Oh, so that, we're not leaving a discussion of demons yet.
Well, but this is a good one because AOC actually got caught in a town hall where... anytime AOC, this is something I'm discovering about AOC and people like them. Anytime they go out in front of real people, because every once in a while, these vampires and these vultures, scum of humanity, have to go out in front of their constituents. God forbid they have to do such things. And this is what happens when they do play AOC getting owned. Now watch this. Watch. This woman's trying to bring up a point. Watch her get removed. Watch her get removed. Look. Come with me, ma'am.
You're gonna stop this war.
You can't ask a real question at an AOC event.
Why are you afraid of your constituents?
Look, you got some people booing her because she's bringing up a real thing. Oh, no, no. No, they're booing because they're taking her out. Ah, good for them. Look at this.
Listen to AOC at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has been creating a lot of harm to poor and indigenous people.
AOC, can you go to the AOC, an obvious criminal? Like, see if we can get a screenshot of that. Okay, so as the camera shoots to a woman saying, AOC is an obvious criminal, AOC is giving some sort of speech about crimes against indigenous people, et cetera. Here's the thing. AOC is, I go back and forth with AOC. My opinion has changed a lot. One, I completely agree with the sign. AOC is an obvious criminal, absolutely.
Yep.
To be blunt, they all are. We're going to get into the government and all they're doing against us here in a moment. I go back and forth. AOC is either the dumbest person in the history of humanity that has ever made it into politics, which is saying an awful lot, or she is much smarter than the average bear, and she is playing this thing like a fiddle, man. And so I go back and forth. Where do you lean on it?
I think she's dumb, and I think there's smart people behind her pulling the strings. That's what I think.
But if she's so dumb, it doesn't matter the smart people behind her pulling the strings. So there's got to be... I think she knows how to work social media. I think she knows how to work national outrage. Because you got to remember, AOC and people like her... they are appealing to the crazy people in this country.
Jace, you're killing
it. That's great.
Man.
Leave it right there. All right. So AOC and people like her appeal to the craziest percentage of left-leaning people within the country.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the scary thing about horse teeth right here is that at the end of the day, she is a nationalized voice for the crazy. In fact, this picture embodies the type of people that like AOC. I've never met a single person that doesn't love AOC that doesn't look somewhat like this. It's almost like they're cloned and from the same pit of death and despair that is AOC. She is a cancer to our society. She is a cancer to politics. And I'm glad to see her get owned. It was one of the best highlights of my weekend. All right, we gotta get into the US debt. We got to get into all of these things, but before we do any of this, we got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. When you're a lightning rod for change in a country that's turned its back on its values, it takes a special kind of company to want to partner with you. A company that has my back so I can continue to turn the tide against the far left and evil that our country faces. I'm proud to stand behind and proud to stand with Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company that keeps jobs right here in America with a 100% U.S.-based workforce. But that's not the only reason. I checked the coverage and it's premium, the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. In fact, I use it. I checked the plans. They're top tier, but at a fraction of the cost of AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. And they have plans to fit every person in your family. Choose from talk, text, and 5G data for $20 a month, all the way up to unlimited data for just $55 a month. Remember, you vote with how you spend your money. So stop supporting woke wireless companies that don't support you. Instead, go to puretalk.com and use the promo code GRAHAM. Trust me when I say, go to Pure Talk right now. Oh, and by the way, when you go to puretalk.com and use my promo code GRAHAM, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month because they actually value you. So go to puretalk.com and use the promo code GRAHAM to start saving today. All right, so here's the thing. Up next is going to be a very uncomfortable conversation, but honestly, it's a conversation that needs to be had. The truth of the matter is our government on all levels is corrupted, and we have to talk about these things. We have to talk about the fact that the government is a cancer to the American people, and so that's exactly what we are fixing to do. So the debt ceiling has been a huge matter of conversation in our country for many days now. It looked very possible that for the first time, we would default on our debt, which I got to be honest with you, I think we should. I think we should default on the debt, see what happens. Whoever survives is whoever survives. But that's just me, because it's never going to get fixed unless we...
I was typing it. Sorry.
What in the world are you doing to me, Zach?
Dude, I'm putting killing. Down. Okay. I'm putting editing notes.
No, that one's staying in there. You've lost it, Zach.
There we go.
Unless we fix it. And we're not going to be able to fix it unless a lot of people get a lot uncomfortable very, very, very quickly. Now, the Democrats, up until the other day, were talking about how the Republicans are trying to tank America, et cetera, by attacking Republicans, saying that this is all their fault. So let's go to clip number four, Democrats blaming Republicans on us defaulting.
So where do you think the solution lies then? Is it this discharge motion or is it something else?
Well, first of all, I do think the 14th Amendment is viable. It's never been used because we've never had a group of Republicans or anybody crazy enough to get us to a point where we actually might have a default in economic chaos in our country. But that appears where we are. And so I do think it's a viable option. And we don't know because of legal challenges what would happen. On the other hand, does the United States Supreme Court want to be responsible for our country?
We don't know. These are the people that are in charge of everything. They're talking about invoking the 14th. We don't know what would happen if we did this. Just like they don't really know what would happen if we defaulted. Yeah. They have no idea what would really happen. Anyway, okay, I'm sorry. Continue playing.
Defaulting? I would say probably not. I mean, they could very easily let this stand. It's just... We don't know. And so, in addition to...
Okay, I'm done. That's the motto of our government. We don't know. Okay, let's go to clip number five really quick. Republicans want Americans to default. Let's see this beautiful poetry, Shakespeare in motion.
Let's just be clear. I want to underscore something you said at the outset, which is that there's an enormous amount of damage that's already been done to the economy and to this country. I just came back from overseas, and every international newscast has been leading for the last week with stories of this Republican-imposed chaos in the United States. Mm-hmm. This Republican Party is addicted to chaos. The entire Trump presidency, January 6th, and now this threat to default and crater the American economy. This is terrible for the country, for our reputation abroad, for our ability to draw investment. You're really playing with fire. It's going to take at least 3 or 4 days for this to get through the House of Representatives. And then it could take as long as a week if Republicans use all of the procedural tactics at their disposal. That, of course, would result in a default on American debt. Yeah, something that we would never recover from. But listen, part of the reason that I was reluctant to get involved in these negotiations is that I think there's a whole big swath of the Republican Party that actually wants us to default.
And
you're
already
seeing the right wing.
Absolutely. I'm pro-default. I really am. Because none of this is going to get fixed unless we get nuts on this.
Yeah.
You know how Batman says, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard him say that?
No.
It's because it's from the original Batman.
I've seen The Dark Knight.
You've never seen the Michael Keaton Batman?
I've never seen the Michael. Are you shocked? I've never seen those.
Kind of. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, how?
I don't know, man.
Do you realize, and we'll get back to the seriousness in a minute, do you realize how much of my comedic genius is wasted? Because you don't understand what I'm trying to say. All right, either way. Okay. Well, Congress once again allowed itself to be pushed into appeasing the administration and raising the debt ceiling for the 79th time, paving the way for continued reckless spending and further devaluation of the dollar. As our national debt continues to skyrocket, how are you protecting your savings? Times like these are a great reminder to diversify a portion of your savings into gold, silver, and precious metal, and that's why I use my friends at Birch Gold. It's super easy. It's super simple. All you have to do is text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 to get your free info kit on how to convert an existing IRA, 401k, or simply some of your savings into gold, silver, and precious metals. To protect yourself in Biden's economy, you have to do what you have to do, and free information is vital information. Text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 right now. So, yeah, you're right. I actually think we should default, because the only way we're going to fix this problem is to default and then see where we land at the end of it. A lot of people disagree with me. What?
I actually have a point.
Oh.
So, like,
it's not a movie reference. I know that, but let's go.
So, it's almost like what you say about entrepreneurs. It's like, is the right thing, if you see an entrepreneur making a mistake, sometimes it's best to let them go through the mistake. They learn from it and then they get better. And it's almost like that's what we need to do right now.
Yeah. So, Andy Frisella, a good friend of mine, he's actually got a clip later on that we're going to play. He actually talked about this, how he's had other entrepreneurs that needed a bailout or help or whatnot that he chose not to help. And the reason he chose not to help them is because if he helped them, then they would never learn from their mistakes, and then they would just repeat it again, probably on a much grander, bigger scale, and then the process continues and continues. Well, that's what we're doing here in America. We're just putting a Band-Aid on top of it over and over and over again, but the injury, the wound is still there, and it's never going to be fixed. Okay, there has been a Republican holdout, absolutely. But it appears to all be wasted. So this is Kevin McCarthy, clip number 3. Talking about how a deal has been reached. Now, once we play this and once you hear him, I'm going to read you what this reached deal and how good it is for Americans actually is. Play the clip.
I just got off the phone with the president. I talked to him twice today. And after weeks of negotiations.
Pause. Can we just talk about how he sounds like a more nasally Donald Trump in
this?
He
does.
Can you restart the clip and just make sure I'm not crazy here? He sounds like a nasally Donald Trump, like this. That's what he sounds like. Okay, go.
I just got off the phone with the president. I talked to him twice today.
You can't. I hear it. Okay, I'm sorry. We're professionals.
Graham, this is serious.
We're professionals, Zach. Play it.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
Traitor.
It has historic reductions in spending.
Traitor.
Consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce.
Traitor.
Rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill. We still have more work to do tonight to finish all the writing of it. I do want to take a moment, though. I do want to thank
Garrett Graves and Patrick McHenry for all their work on this.
Traitor.
And for all the work that we're going to continue to do tonight.
Traitor.
I know you'll have a lot of questions. I'm not going to take them tonight.
Because you're respect, a traitor. You're
I
a liar.
To brief our members.
He's a liar. Okay, pause it. Current. All right, so this, just so you know what he's talking about here, okay, I'm going to read you a debt ceiling deal watch, okay? So this is a good breakdown of what we wanted versus what we got in this deal. All right, Zach, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so it's going to take a minute to go through these.
Thanks for paying attention.
There's only one thing of the original 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the 8 main tenants that we wanted. We got one. All right, so what are those tenants, you might ask? Okay, the first one was $131 billion cut to annual spending next year, shrink the federal bureaucracy to pre-COVID cap growth for 10 years. What we got was a possible cut, but much smaller and capped for much shorter time, meaning expanded bureaucracy and more deficits.
Lovely.
Great win. Number two, strong work requirements for SNAP, TANF, and Medicaid. What did we get? Dems opposing work requirements that even Clinton signed and Biden voted for, yet GOP considering a weaker version. Great win, Kevin.
Big dub right
there. All right. HR 1 energy permitting reform as passed by the House. What did we get? Eliminated, but if included, will likely fast track IRA subsidized unreliable energy. Fantastic. All right. The first full RAINS Act to ensure Congress approves every major regulation. What did we get? No RAINS Act, but possibly some weaker regulatory reforms. What did we want? Repeals, Democrats, $1.2 trillion IRA, unreliable tax break for the rich corporations and communist China. What did we get? It likely preserves Democrats' massive crony giveaway to their rich, unreliable energy donor class and Chi-Coms. I'm not done. Fully overturned. This is what we wanted. Fully overturned Biden's $500 billion student loan bailout for gender studies majors. What did we get? It upholds Biden's student loan bailout, likely forcing veterans and plumbers to pay for other gender studies degrees. But yet we really won one over for the veterans by that 3% increase on veterans benefits. What did we want? Rescind the $80 billion Dems gave to the IRS to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to target middle-class Americans. What did we get? It likely keeps 80% of IRS expansion. How many billionaires are there in the U.S.? Can you look really quick? How many U.S. billionaires are there? I'm just curious. We need Jeopardy music.
724.
Okay, there are 724 billionaires in the United States. Biden claims that these 87,000 new IRS agents, how many IRS agents are there currently? How many current IRS agents in the United States?
Okay. How many IRS special agents are there currently? But 2,100.
Okay, so there's 2,100 special agents. How many IRS employees are there?
Let's
go
see.
With me here.
Ooh, 79,070 full-time equivalent positions.
Okay, well, let's go with that. So 79,000, they want to hire another 87,000. So if there's 720, what'd you say? How many billionaires are there?
It's like 724, wasn't it? 724.
Good job. So there's 724 billionaires. They almost have 80,000 IRS employees, agents right now. And now they specifically want to hire 87,000 new agents. How is this going after the rich? There's only 724.
I wonder how many millionaires there are.
Okay. Look at that. Ooh, that's a good one, Zach. Let's see how many millionaires there are.
There's 5.3 millionaires, which means that there's only like 5.3. So about 6 million people in America that are millionaires or billionaires.
Okay, so that's 2% of the world's population. That's 2% of, that's not even 2%.
That's way less
than 2%. That's like 0.2%. 0.2% of the U.S. population are millionaires. So why are we hiring all these new IRS agents? Either way, we didn't get it. What did we get? We wanted to reclaim $50 billion in unobligated, unspent COVID spending. We're going to get the $50 billion in unobligated COVID spending. For what, you might ask? No one really knows why we're going to be getting that. No one knows what they're going to use it
for. Bro.
What?
How did you know it was 2%? Did you do that math in your head?
Yeah.
It's 2%, not 0.2.
High school graduate from Mississippi, man. I'm telling you.
That's impressive.
I'm telling you. People hate on old Mississippi's education, buddy, but when you have to count your fingers and toes all the time, it does start to pay off after a while, because taking your shoes off in public gets embarrassing. Anyway, moving on to the point.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is not a win for the American people. Oh, and to top it off, the original deal that we wanted would have added $1.5 trillion onto the national debt, which is still not good. Why can't we come up with any kind of deal that doesn't add any new debt? But this new one adds $4 trillion more dollars to the national debt. So explain to me how this is a win for actual Americans. The answer is it's not, because the whole system is corrupted against you. Every single 99.87% of everybody in DC is against you, the American people. They hate you. They think you're stupid. They think that you're not going to pay attention, and they think that you're just going to piddle along like little puppets and just not even pay any attention to what's going on and just pay your taxes like they demand that you do, which is theft, by the way. And this is the system that keeps going on and on and on. But the truth of the matter is this. I used to believe that the disease was Washington, D.C., and that what we were seeing in our states was the symptoms related to the disease out of D.C. But now, over the weekend, we see here in Texas that actually It's not that way at all. The disease are the states.